Hi, everyone, and welcome to the HR Happy Hour Network. This is the play-by-play podcast hosted by myself, Jack McFarland, and Nicholas Schlimmer.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We are so excited that you guys are joining us once again. We've reached double-digit episodes, huge moment in the show's history. We'll be looking back come 100 episodes and being, wow, look at our 10th. Look how far we've come.
Yes, definitely. Huge moment, huge milestone as well, hitting that double digits, like you said, number 10. Whenever we get to 100, I'd be surprised if I could remember this 10th episode. Maybe we don't. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll write it down in the history of the play-by-play.
Exactly. This one gets marked down for sure.
Yeah. So thank you guys for supporting us through all the first 9 episodes, and we hope for your continued support.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, guys.
Welcome to the first segment of the show, guys. Being that this is our 10th episode, we found it just right to start it off with a top 10. Now, today's top 10 is all about movies.
Yes. So me and Jack, we each have our own top 5 movies and when they were made and produced. But then we also kind of have some movies that focuses on the Gen Z emphasis on what movies can bring back to us.
Yeah, so for this list, we've gathered it from WatchMojo.com. And like Nick said, it's not necessarily the top 10 most favorite movies. It's the top 10 movies that tie in Gen Z subjects and characters.
Yes.
And just to put this out there, WatchMojo.com has about 40 million subscribers on YouTube. So they are, and they're known for top 10 lists. So it is a pretty valid source, I should say, when it comes to Gen Z movies.
Yes, most definitely.
So I don't know. Why don't you just take us through the first couple of movies, Nick?
Yeah, so I'll start. How about I do 5, you do 5. That sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, so coming in at number 1, we have 8th Grade. This came out in 2018. Number 2, we have Love, Simon, also 2018. Number 3, probably the best one on this list in my opinion, Spider-Man Homecoming, yes, back in 2017. Number 4, we have Dope, coming in at 2015. And then number 5, The Edge of 17, back in 2016.
Yeah, to round out our top 10, at number 6, it's Booksmart from 2019. Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl in 2015. Teen Spirit in 2018. Blockers, also in 2018. And then at number 10, The Hate U Give, also 2018. Huge Gen Z movie year 2018.
Yeah, I was going to say anywhere from like 2015 to 2018, seems like they were just focusing on us and we were barely even like into our teen years yet.
Yeah, it was very Gen Z teen movie forward. But I say we dive a little deeper in one of these, and as you mentioned, the best one on the list, hopefully it's everyone's opinion because Spider-Man's awesome. I say we dive into Spider-Man Homecoming just a little bit more and see like what kind of Gen Z stuff it brings to the table.
Definitely.
I would say like the main thing, Spider-Man obviously is a teenager. He is in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so the movie focuses a lot on not only how is he going as a superhero, but more how is he getting through high school, dealing with, you know, having a crush and liking someone and loss and having to almost live a double life, which isn't the most common theme, the double life, but it really is just the exploring through high school, trying to figure out who you really are. And that's a huge theme that is present in Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, I'd say you can almost use like from the very first Spider-Man all the way up to the beginning is like how, like you said, he's a superhero, of course, but how like he also has to live his normal life in the background and how like each of these movies is like him growing up in a way. But in this one in particular, it's like more focused on his and in his high school career.
Yeah. I mean, it is Spider-Man Homecoming.
True.
Like the homecoming dance.
Yep.
I think another thing that it does well is it kind of shows whether maybe this was not so much a focus point, but the new technology that like they're getting in that universe, it shows like how advanced that Peter Parker is with it already as a teenager, how good he is with the technology when a lot of the grownups in that universe just cannot use it.
Yep, definitely. It's kind of similar to what it is right now.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, and then me and Jack, we both have our top fives here. So if you want to start off with yours, name yours, tell us a little bit about it. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I think we should just go back and forth here. So I'll go one, you go one.
Okay,
and we're
good.
Doing our number ones down. So here we go. Number one best movie all time, according to me, is No Country for Old Men. Oh my goodness. Talk about an amazing movie. It won 4 Oscars, including Best Picture, and like Best Supporting Actor, Best Writing, and Best Director. an amazing movie from 2007. It's like I won't describe all my movies, but this one I will. It's a passion movie. It is like a Western, but it's not your classic Western. It's all I can say without giving it all away. It's got Tommy Lee Jones, Javier Bardem, and Cormac McCarthy all starring in it. Amazing job, all of them. It's the best movie ever, definitely.
Well, with that quote right there, best movie ever. I've only seen like maybe 10 minutes of this in the beginning, so I guess I need to go and watch it.
It's so good. I'm telling you, it's so good.
I would argue that my number one is a pretty good choice as well. I have Step Brothers coming in at my number one, made back in 2008 with Will Ferrell. I mean, how could you not love a good Will Ferrell movie?
That is so true. And Step Brothers, what a great one.
Yep, I couldn't tell you how many people I know that could quote the whole movie almost.
Oh,
There's just
yeah.
so many different quotes that you could use in so many different areas. It's so much fun.
Yeah, no, it's a universal movie. That's what it is.
Definitely.
All right, so my number two, I love musicals, love music. And number two, I got La La Land, which should have won Best Picture in 2016. And it got announced, fun fact, got announced at the Oscars. It was the wrong call. But it stars Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. And it's the music in it is fantastic. That's what I love about it.
Awesome. Yeah, I haven't seen that one either, so maybe I'll need to tune into all of your top five here. But coming in at number two for me, I like the new era, kind of war movies, I guess you could say, that kind of genre. I like the new era, what they could do with it, with the different animations and stuff. So I have Saving Private Ryan. This came out anyway in 1998, so it's still not as new as we think it is. But Tom Hanks, he can play a lot of roles very well, I think.
I think, yeah, exactly. With your point, Tom Hanks is such a good actor. I mean, just the other day I watched Castaway, which maybe should have been on the list. I don't know if you've seen that one, but he is just so good. And everything he does, and it includes Saving Private Ryan. That's a very good movie. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So my number three is a fairly new movie, just came out last year. It is The Batman with Robert Pattinson. He's from Twilight, is where he's most known from. And going into it, I'm like, I don't know how good it's gonna be. Oh my gosh, I've seen this movie, no joke, probably 20 times. It is fantastic, this movie. The best Batman by far, best superhero movie by far.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay,
Yes.
that's a big statement right there. Yeah, I think I've seen maybe two Batman movies, and this was probably 10 years ago. This was like,
Yeah.
and I'm only 21, so that was a long time ago.
Yeah. You got to see this. I'm telling you. It's on HBO Max. Anybody listening, Nick, you have to watch this movie. It's fantastic.
Okay. And then for my number three, sticking with, I got one more war movie for you, The Tank Fury, back in 2014 with Brad Pitt. I think this movie was perfectly executed in how like it only talks about this one group of guys and like their tank life and them going into battle. That's it. But it covers, I think it's like over 2 hours long. It just tells like the whole story.
Wow. Yeah, see, I've never seen that movie. I mean, that sounds really good. I'll
Yeah, no,
definitely
I
have
would
to
say
check it
it's a
out.
really good one to watch. If anybody's listening hasn't seen it either, I would highly recommend it as well.
That sounds really good. I'm also a big fan of war movies. They're fantastic. Anyway, coming in at number four for me, funniest movie of all time, best comedy movie of all time right here is Happy Gilmore, 1996, Adam Sandler. It's like Step Brothers. Everyone can quote it. Everyone knows it. The run up, I mean, at Topgolf, they have a sign that says no Happy Gilmores allowed. That's how popular this is because it's the run up, hit the golf ball a million miles. So funny. It's best Adam Sandler movie. Yeah, it's amazing.
Shooter McGavin.
That's
They love
right.
it. This one for you, Shooter.
Go home, ball.
That's just an iconic movie. If you're never played golf before, I think you would still love that movie. Even if you
Oh,
have
for
no
sure.
idea what he's doing, it's just a comedy more than anything.
I mean, it's golf, but is it really golf? I mean,
Yeah, it's
it's hard to
hockey. It's
say.
hockey golf.
It's hockey
Hockey.
golf with Adam Sandler. What is not to love? It is hilarious.
Exactly. So my number four, I have a new movie as well, 2022. I have the new
Oh.
Avatar: The Way of Water. Probably one of the longest movies I've ever sat down and watched. It's a little
It
bit
is
over
long.
3 hours, but I tell you what, every minute was worth it. It was a really good movie.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm not a big Avatar fan, which might be a hot take. But I did go and see this movie with my family, and it was good. And for me to think an Avatar movie is good means it's a really good movie because I gotta agree. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was really the CGI
Yep.
was incredible in it.
All the
That
new
blew me away.
technology in it is just
Yeah.
insane.
Yeah, it blew me away. But coming in at my number five, I've got a tie of a movie. It's a movie trilogy, but the third one's terrible. So bad. So you might have guessed it. It's Hangover. Hangover 1 and 2,
Okay. Yep.
2009, 2011. Amazing, amazing, amazing movies. Zach Galifianakis, Bradley Cooper, and Ed Helms. All three amazing actors on their own, and all three hilarious. They go together. It's like the best team ever created. And then they
It's
made
like
some
it's
great movies.
the best, funniest, and also like the worst trio you could have put together.
Yeah.
Like
Oh, that's so true. That is the best way to say it. Yeah, that's it right there.
it's the best worst.
That's
Exactly.
right. They all bring out the worst in each other, and that makes the best movie.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So coming into my number five, I have just like you said, the whole series because I like them all. I have the Ice Age, all the Ice Ages. I've been stuck on those ever since I could remember watching movies. Back in 2002, all the way up to 2016, they
Wow.
were producing these. And I just watched all of them just the other week. I just binged watched every single one of them. And yeah, it's probably one of my favorite animated movies, I could say.
Yeah, Ice
Series.
Age is really good. I haven't actually seen the whole series. I've actually only seen the first one, and I just saw it yesterday. So
Okay.
I need to really catch up on my Ice Age, it sounds like. I didn't know it was that good.
Yeah,
I
and
mean, the first movie was really good.
the
I'll
first movie
admit
is
it to
good.
it.
I think it just gets better. So I think you're gonna really
Really?
enjoy
Wow.
it.
I'm gonna definitely binge watch my Ice Age here right
Yeah.
after the
Definitely.
podcast.
Yeah, so moving right along here, let's hop into our second segment of the show, talking about almost everything golf, what the new golfer looks like, the media world in golf, and just how golf has changed from the past all the way up until the present. Jack, if you want to start us off.
Yeah, I say no better place to start than exactly with what you said is the new golfer. I want everyone to envision golf. What does it look like? Well, the answer is an older white male who is, very strict. Everything has to be super nice, right?
Yep.
Now, 50, 60, 70 years ago, this probably was the case, but nowadays it is a whole lot different. Not only with the variety of people, women, men, old, young playing. The rules getting stricter, and by rules I more mean etiquette getting less strict with more comfier style clothing, or not even wearing dress clothes to golf.
Yeah, like you said, like we're talking the ages from as soon as you could pick up a golf club all the way until your
You
time on
can't.
this world is over. You're gonna golf until you can't. Like once you get that addict, it's an addiction. You're gonna
That's very
golf until
true.
you can't anymore. So yeah, it's hitting everybody. And then yeah, like how Jack talked about clothing and how it's getting more relaxed. Yes, like we said, you're still gonna have those strict private clubs that you got to have the polo and the pants and the hat and all that. But a lot of times, just a public course, you can almost wear anything without it's not sleeveless. And they're expanding their target audience to everybody.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think you made a really good point there with the word public course. That is, I believe, one of the bigger factors is it's a lot more accessible now. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But yes, public courses is the key to expanding golf.
I'd say the first thing that is changing in the game of golf is the use of technology on how that can be implemented into almost every aspect of the entire, as soon as you pull up to the golf course, all the way until you're leaving, including everything happening in the round of golf as well. Technology is in every situation there.
I mean, some examples we have, as some of you may know, me and Nick are in the PGM program at the University of Nebraska. And just in our building alone, we have three golf simulators. So you can play golf day and night, rain or shine. We have this putting simulator that does different breaks. We have a TrackMan, which tracks any stat that you could think of in a golf swing, it'll track that. So technology like that, it's just propelling the game even further. And players are getting better and better.
Yeah, definitely. And then just to add on to like one more thing we have, it's almost like a movie grade camera to where it could slow down to, I think it's like 1,000 megapixels per second to where
Yeah, it's
A 10-second video is like 5 minutes. Whenever you really slow it
a
down, you can,
super slow motion camera.
yeah, just like you said, all of these different, you can call them upgrades, I guess, to technology in the golf industry has just changed the way that you play golf, that you teach golf, how you sell golf, like everything.
That's a big point. I mean, the selling has changed too. I mean, technology has affected everything, all the way down to video games. I mean, what better way to spread golf to the younger ages than make golf video games?
Yeah,
You
definitely, because
have
they're probably going to start off playing a video game then go into a course.
exactly,
Yeah.
And then I think the second thing, and maybe the biggest thing that is changing golf, is the media of golf, with things like YouTube or Netflix documentaries, or just how you watch it on TV.
We're seeing it now on YouTube. We're seeing it goes back to just influencers. There's influencers for everything in life. There's fashion, anything. But now we're seeing that in golf. And whether that's on TikTok, it's on every social media. But I think the main one that I want to mention is YouTube, to where you can find, you've heard, I'm sure everybody's heard this a million times. You can find anything on YouTube.
Yes.
And that's just one big category. You can find anything. Well, then you dive down deeper into it and you can find anything golf related on YouTube, whether it's just people playing it, teaching it, learning about new equipment, whatever it may be. Everything's on YouTube nowadays.
Yeah, and YouTube is actually the reason I got into golf. Because golf
Yep.
during COVID, golf YouTube really exploded. All these people, going out, playing rounds, doing fun challenges, it really motivated me to get out on the course and try. And I was
Yep.
terrible. And so I watched YouTube to get better. And I'm still terrible. But, I've enjoyed it.
It's a long
And
process.
it's a long process. It's a lifelong, like we said, lifelong till you
It
can't.
is,
So
yep.
maybe one day when I'm 89, just before I'm 90, I'm gonna be swinging the club good. A lot of YouTube to come. But YouTube really is, jokes aside, YouTube really is the best media for golf. I think it's even better than watching golf on TV. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
because if you're watching on TV, you're watching obviously the PGA or some form of professional, and they're perfect every single time.
Yep.
Like
You're, yeah.
their miss is 5 yards right, 5 yards left.
Their
YouTube is a lot more real.
miss is the average person great shot. Like, yeah, like just watching the professionals on TV, and you kind of mentioned the viewing aspect. There's a higher view count on YouTube than if you were to just tune into a tournament on television.
Oh, I would definitely agree with that. With the number of videos that are on YouTube, that I would say 100% for sure.
Yeah, more people are viewing golf on the social media or YouTube side than actual golf tournaments, I would think.
But then, like, kind of bouncing back to actual golf tournaments, and this is also on YouTube, or really nowadays it's in any golf video. It's like called a top tracer. So it basically just traces where the ball goes when you hit it. And I think that's actually like a silent, really good thing for golf. Because back in the day, you're watching it. It's you can't follow a golf ball on a TV screen. You just
Yeah,
can't.
it's hard to do
So
in person sometimes.
yeah, it's hard to do in person. So this tracer makes it really engaging. And our grandpa loves it because he's told me multiple times he cannot watch golf or could not watch golf because he just couldn't see the ball at all. And now he really enjoys it because he can follow along. So I think that's another huge thing in the media world of golf that is bringing more people to the game.
Yeah. And I think one more point that we can make just on golf in general is the pricing in the golf industry. If you kind of want to dive into that.
Yeah, so in the past, you're buying tour level, pro level sets. Everyone thinks golf, oh, it's so expensive. It costs $150 to go play at the local country club. I have to have the nicest clothes. I have to buy $1,000 worth of clubs, buy $50 golf balls. And while this is still the case in some places, depending on your level of golf, you can spend that much money. I know we've spent a good amount of money on golf clubs and such. But for the average person, we go back to the public golf course that you mentioned earlier in this segment. You can now go play 18 holes for under $40 at most public golf courses, I would say. You can go in the afternoon, so you don't have to dress up super nice. You can get golf balls for under $20
Yeah,
for a set of 12. Like,
you can get, I mean, if you really even wanted to, you can go to Walmart and get like a 50 pack for under $20. Now, like how Jack mentioned how you can spend $1,500 on clubs and all that, like there's always going to be options. So it just, you tailor it to whatever you want to spend. There is still that high number option, but yeah, now there's so many more options it working up to that, to where the entry level golfer can just kind of work its way up the system of better equipment in every aspect.
Yeah, because obviously a cheaper golf equipment won't perform the same way to a higher level player than a tour level club will. But if you're just starting in golf, a box, I mean, I started on a box set, you started on a box set. These are cheaper. I mean, you can get them for under $100. You can go to Dick's Sporting Goods, like $70 for a full set of clubs.
And I got the I don't know what you would call as the expensive box set, but it was
Oh,
$220. So
dang.
only
Guys, Nick was balling.
$120. Yeah, I was it didn't show on the course, but I mean, yeah, you can get them for 100, 200, 300. It just kind of varies to what you're looking for. And most of the time, that's just how many clubs come in the box set. You're not going to get a full bag of 14 clubs in a box set. You're probably only get like 10 or 9.
Yeah, you're not going to get every wedge
But
and
it's going to give you the basics. It's going to give you the starting point. And
You
that's the
go play
main thing.
golf.
Yeah, you can go play golf now. You have
And
everything that you may need.
the best part is, although it is meant for more beginner level, you can still play really good with these clubs. These aren't
Oh
awful
yeah.
clubs. These aren't like wooden clubs grabbed at the antique shop for a
No,
dollar. I mean, these are
yeah.
quality clubs. Like my first set was a Callaway box set. I mean, it was, I think, $120 was this Callaway box set, and it was good. I mean, it lasted me all the way up till just a couple months ago. So these are quality options for super cheap, so that no matter what status of wealth you have or how much money you have, you can go enjoy the game of golf. And that's grown it exponentially.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't agree with that more. And then for anyone listening who hasn't taken up golf or even batted an eye in it, I would recommend just giving it a shot, whether it's putt-putt or just going to the range and seeing what you could do. I couldn't tell you how many people that I've seen, like, oh, you just go up there and you hit a golf ball and it flies straight. That is the most untrue thing I think you could possibly say.
No.
People, if you want to learn a lot about somebody, go golf with them. You'll see every emotion.
That's a good point.
You'll see every emotion
Golf is a battle.
in their body come out on the golf course.
That's very true. Yeah, give golf a try. I mean, even if you go try, the biggest thing for me was like feeling like I didn't belong. Like it was almost intimidation, going to the golf course the first time and seeing everyone in the polos and stuff. Like, go later in the afternoon. Just go out there, have some fun. That's the biggest part. And that's what golf has really changed. It's gone from strict, you do everything this way to let's go out there and have some fun.
Definitely. And then I could just kind of going off to just to recommend something. A lot of times if you have like a local just par three course, you only need maybe three or four clubs max. You can just carry them with you in your hand if you don't have a bag. But those are probably the most, I would call it, chill situations or golf courses that you could go to where, like you said, if you're just trying to figure it out, have some fun, go hit a ball around. Have a drink, whatever it may be. Just those kind of just you don't have to go get a golf cart and play 18 and all that. Just play 9 holes at like a par three course. It's a great experience.
Yeah, no. So everyone, we're telling you, come get involved in golf. A lot is happening. It's changing for the better, and it is really fun.
Definitely couldn't agree more.
Our final segment. It is time. It's my revenge time. I did very poorly in episode 9, so I'm coming back with a game time for Nick here. I'm gonna get him good, guys. This is gonna be
Yep,
good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Now you have no idea what this is, so
Nope,
this
I
will
have
be
no
your live
idea.
reaction. All right, guys, it is time. I know you're all wondering it. Everyone on the show is thinking, man, is Nick smarter than a fifth grader? And I think it's a
Oh.
fair question to ask. So today we're gonna find out. We have some "Are you smarter than a fifth grader?" questions for you, Nick. I'd say you'd be aiming for, 70%, and I think we'll call you smarter than a fifth grader.
I would take,
So,
yeah, I'm hoping for 7 because I remember
yeah.
like freshman year of high school watching that show and getting questions wrong. So we'll see how we do.
Well, I think you got this. No, I don't, guys. Here we go. I'm gonna get him. Here we go. Some of them are a lot easier than others. So here we go. Are you ready to see if you are smarter than a fifth grader?
Let's go. I'm ready to go.
All right, question one. Which general led U.S. troops during the Vietnam War?
Oh
Now,
boy.
I'm just kidding. That is not a real question. I got you there. That was actually a question for college students, but I thought I'd prank you a little bit. The real first question right here. How much is 14 times 5?
Oh
No calculator, and I'll
no
give you
calculator.
30 seconds.
30. Okay, here we go. 14 times 5. I'm just gonna guess. 76.
Oh, now that'd be a good guess if it wasn't a 5, Nick. Fives only
No.
end in 5 or 0, so
Oh.
that's a poor guess. It was 70. Nick is 0 for 1, guys. Might not be smarter than a fifth grader. All right, question two. The Tropic of Capricorn lies in which hemisphere?
Southern hemisphere.
That's correct.
All
Looking to go. Bounce back. One for two.
let's go.
What is the plural form of the word deer?
I knew this at one point. Is it? I'm just gonna go. Is it herd?
No, it's deer. You are one for three.
I was thinking in my head a
One
group
for
of deer,
three.
a group of deer. What would you call
Should be
that?
noted that Nick has gone hunting a lot in his life.
Yeah, that was a big part of
So,
my life, and I got that wrong. Okay, one
right,
for three.
question four. During World War II, on the day known as D-Day, at what location did Allied troops invade Europe?
Let's just go with I don't know because I don't want to embarrass myself on this
Oh,
one.
now it's the
It's
beaches of
Normandy?
Normandy.
Normandy. Yeah,
Yes,
okay, Norman.
yes. You know what? I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. You got it right before I said it. What country, Nick? Actually, this is the real one here. What country? I'll give you the point if you can tell me the country.
What country is Normandy in? Belgium?
That is not a bad guess, actually. That's a pretty solid guess, but it's France.
France.
As fun history fact, Nazi Germany blitzkrieged through Belgium to get to France and invade and take over. So you were pretty close.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest history buff. I
All right, so
get
you're what, one for four? Oh,
yep,
Nick.
one. Well, if we count it, it'd be two. Two for four.
We'll count it. We'll count it for you. Two for four. You're getting there. Question five. What land mass on Earth is known as the island continent?
Why?
Now, you might have heard my pause there, and I am in utter disbelief as I said island continent, and Nick is wrong again. It is Australia.
I said state.
It is two for five. Oh, I think I might have got him, guys. Hopefully, you
I'm
guys are
really
five for five at listening at home
Yeah, I
and
hope
enjoying
so.
this as much as I am, because
Yeah,
this is
I'm
great.
just
Anyway,
utterly embarrassed right
moving on. Question six. Who invented the light bulb?
I
5 seconds, Nick.
don't know.
You're sticking with I don't know.
Don't know.
All right. Thomas Edison
That was my
invented the light
guess. I
bulb.
should have said
Yeah. Should you
it.
got to go with your gut because guess what? You now cannot get a 70%.
Nope.
So now you're looking for a 6 out of 10.
Man.
Question seven. What is the longest river in the United States?
Mississippi?
Oh, that's a close guess, but it's the Missouri. Kind of a
Missouri.
trick question because I feel like most people would guess Mississippi there, but it
Yeah.
is the Missouri River. Two for seven, Nick. You're doing great.
Okay.
Question eight. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh my gosh. Who painted the Mona Lisa? Oh no, Picasso.
That's a balanced attempt, but it was Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh no.
Whew. Guys, this is going better than I could have ever imagined, as he is two for eight. You might be going back to the fifth
I
grade.
need to go back to fifth grade. This,
All right, final two questions. Let's get them both right here, Nick. Question nine. Maine borders which U.S. state?
New York.
That's not a bad guess, and maybe half right if you count it, because it's a New Hampshire.
New
So,
Hampshire.
you're pretty close on that one, Nick. Let's get it here. Final question. You got this, Nick. I really do believe you. What president is on the $5 bill?
Jefferson?
Oh, that's a good guess, but it was Abraham Lincoln. As we
Oh,
did
he's
grow
on
up in the land of Lincoln, pretty close to Springfield.
the
Well, I think we should give him a big round of applause because
Yep,
Nick is not smarter than a fifth
I
grader,
am
as he
not smarter than a
knows.
fifth grader. I apologize. Everybody who just listened to
Two for 10. I think we got him that time, guys, because I mean, that went better than I could have ever imagined. I really enjoyed that.
I would like to think that most of our audience here is probably getting 10 for
In the
10, if not
8 to
9
10
for
range.
10. Yep. And I just
Yeah.
put up a what, two?
A two.
Two.
You were just being nice, letting the audience really beat you here on this one.
Yep. That's what we'll go with. Nonetheless, that was fun. I like all these game time segments. It's always a
Yeah, game
blast.
time's best time. Game time, best time.
Game time, best time. And well, we're almost done with the show here. Let's go ahead and wrap it up with my quote of the show. Today's quote is coming from Marv Levi. He was the head coach in the NFL for 17 seasons. I believe most of it was with the Bills. Persistence can change failure into extraordinary achievement. And I just love that because we're all going through different battles that we have in our life. And not backing down is one of the hardest things to do, but can also be one of the best things to do. So I just wanted to leave that with you guys. Thank you for tuning into the show today. I had a blast. I hope Jack had a blast.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We really do appreciate it. Here's to 10 times the number 10 episode on the road to 100 more game times, by the way. We love it.
You have 100 more game times. Looking forward to what the future has for us. Thank you for tuning in, guys.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Have a nice day.
And bye for now.